The first reading today for a Friday of the third week of Lent is from the prophet Hosea, the 14th chapter. And we have the Lord through the prophet Hosea inviting us to return to the Lord. So, of course, we know the time during Lent is always time set aside, these 6 weeks, to turn back to God, to double down through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving to turn to God. But I want to highlight and notice here how warm and inviting God is in this first reading through the prophet Hosea. God is always freely offering his love to us. And so see the images here that God uses through Hosea is telling us that God is a well-rooted tree. He's saying that he will provide shade for us, right? He's a tree that gives off this delightful fragrance. You know, he says here, he shall strike the root like Lebanon cedar and put forth his shoots. His splendor shall be like the olive tree and his fragrance like Lebanon cedar. Again, they shall dwell in his shade. So of course, you know, we know, you know, in the summer, you got the scorching heat, the sunshine just, you know, pounding on you and beating you. And the moment you just take a step underneath a tree in its shade, there's immediate relief from that shade. There's immediate rest. It's kind of like, whew, okay, like I'm safe here. And so always in the spiritual life, in life in general, we know there's ups and downs. And so in the midst of struggle, here's where the Lord hearkens us, like, return to me. And again, it's gentle, right? The image here that the Lord uses through the prophet Hosea, it's warm. It's like, yeah, I want that shade. I want to go and seek that out. I want that relief from the pressure, from the scorching sun. And so let us this Friday, the third week of Lent, spend some time maybe with this reading from the prophet Hosea. Hosea chapter 14, verses 2 to 10, and rest in the images that the Lord gives us here, to pray with them and to hearken back to God's warm, gentle invite to return back to him. And whatever it is that maybe we're struggling with, and is to give that to the Lord and to seek his relief.